The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Well, this is Making Your Home Great on WPTF. We are brought to you tonight by hot coffee, lots of it. I didn't want really to go through a situation where I'd be down when I got on the radio, so I drank coffee all day, starting it this morning. Holly Bowers of Roofworks is here. Her microphone's not quite on, so we're just going to let that get on. Holly, how are you?
Oh, I think we're wired up.
You're good. What's
how's
up?
It going? Happy Friday.
How's roofing these days?
Yeah. Isn't it? It's good. We were talking earlier about this crazy weather that we have. It's like 0 degrees and snowing, and today it's 75. So,
does snow have any effect?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, think about it. It sits on the roof. So that's really when leaks are going to show up because it's not melting.
I am so glad that you brought that up because I've got a physics question for anybody listening, driving in the car. I don't have a prize for you. I'll tell you what, I'll give you what? It's full of pens now, but I'll give you a Durham Turns On Us. Turns Us On cup, if I can sneak it out of the radio station. Or I'll just give you a handshake. Either one. Here's the physics question, if you can answer it. Dial 919-860-9783. I heard person after person on my internet complaining about all the snow on the roof. Now, this was mostly people north of here. And they all said the same thing. I got to figure a way to get that snow off my roof before the sun shines and it becomes heavier. Now, if you got an answer for me, you know what I'm asking. Is that right? 919-860-9783. Okay. When it melts, of course, the water comes down. The phones ring?
Oh, yeah. We were really busy.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's good for us. We need that. We want to help people and take care of those roof leaks. But that's the problem is when you have snow and ice sitting on the roof, it doesn't go anywhere. So then all those areas that you didn't realize were problems become problems.
Oh, yeah. Places where it ordinarily would flow right off.
That's right.
On a fast pace. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Honestly, that does make sense that it would be dripping or leaking in other places that ordinarily wouldn't be.
And then the other thing is, like, you think about the ice and snow sitting on a metal roof, a metal pitched roof.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't have snow guards on, it's just sliding down as it's melting and creating massive havoc.
Nothing happens.
And that can really hurt people, too.
Right. Until you walk under it. And then it all sloshes off.
Yeah. There it really comes down like ice, now, straight icicles.
Now, really, when you said ice breaks, are those little tiny nubs that kind of stick up?
Oh, the snow guards? Yes.
Snow guards.
Yep. You see them and you don't see them on shingle roofs because of the surface, but definitely you want to have them on metal roofs and slate roofs, tile roofs, any roofs where you think about a surface like ice that is just going to be able to slide down very easily.
Right. Well, that makes logical sense, I guess. But we don't get that much.
Not really.
I mean, honestly, and if you have a metal roof and you don't have those things, you're to be forgiven.
Yeah, or just be careful and don't stand out there when it's, sliding down. It doesn't hurt anybody.
It will eventually come down. Every year in the North Country, and it's a serious thing. I've lost members of my family about this because it will get to the point where the snow is melting, the water's running off the roof, or it's beginning to, and they're very worried about the weight of the snow.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we've seen it pull gutters down. It's caused a lot of damage.
Well, and people will get up on the roof with a broom or one of those T-square kind of thing where you flop it up on the roof and then you pull it down. You're just trying to reduce the weight. And we have had people who get up on the roof because they think it's a terrible situation. Now, let us know. I don't have the telephone screen in front of me. So let us know if somebody's called up to answer my question. Does it make sense? Does snow get heavier when it melts? 919-860-9783. I'll give you almost anything. I'll tell you what, I got a broken pair of headphones right here. Works in one ear. It works in one ear. I will give you those if you want to call in and give us that answer. So, Holly, do you guys do emergency work?
We do, but in situations like the snow and ice storm, yeah. I mean, it has to be safe conditions for our team to get on the roof and right. be safe. So we're obviously going to wait until we can make sure that surface is good enough for them to get up there on a ladder without hurting themselves, because safety always comes first.
And you guys are insured, and your people are trained, and all the normal things that you think.
Yeah, but accidents happen. I mean, that's the problem. You just have to be very aware, very careful and cautious, and don't put anybody in a situation that's going to potentially endanger them worse.
Right. From a strategic standpoint, is there, when we get hail, there's always people knocking on doors. Is it actually possible for someone down on the in the road or in your driveway to see damage from hail?
You mean like looking up at the
roof? Yeah, just looking up.
Yeah, I mean you can visibly see it in certain areas. Like you think about soft metals, like if you have a attic fan,
yes,
you can see those areas dented. Or if you have like a bay window that has metal on it,
oh yeah,
you could potentially see the dings. Those areas are very visible, like especially gutters. You'll see dings. See dings in siding.
Right.
So there are some situations where yes, you can visibly see it to the eye.
How about an asphalt shingle?
That's, you need someone to get up there and do an inspection.
Thank
on
you.
It.
That's what I was kind of hinting at. That if somebody knocks on your door and says, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but we were just, you know, we're from Ace Home Improvements, and we, Acme Home Improvements, we're the same ones who provide the rockets to the guy in the Roadrunner cartoons. So we see some terrible things up on your roof. Would you mind letting us up there? You're going to tell me not to do that?
Yeah, I mean, just because there's always people out there that are gonna not be honest with you and potentially create damage that wasn't there and try to, you know, file claims that are fraudulent. So there's just a lot of things to be apprehensive about and be aware about, and just be very careful. I know we had a call that came in and somebody was concerned because they knocked on the door saying that they had flown a drone around the neighborhood and got all the measurements. And we were very skeptical about that because we use drones. But if when you're doing that without people's, you know, you're not getting, people don't know what you're doing. It's kind of it's an invasion of privacy, I think, more so than anything. So it's kind of creepy to do things like that. I don't think that's the right way either.
Right.
So I think that's a big topic of discussion to say, would you feel comfortable with some random drone hanging over your roof and you don't even know you're being recorded and you know, video is being taken, pictures are being taken? I think that's inappropriate too.
I don't want to tell you why I know this, but I will tell you that if a drone flies over your head or over your house, you are not entitled to take the 12 gauge out and just knock it down. Apparently, all drones are like aircraft. I don't know why they made that distinction, but you can't shoot down a drone. Sadly, I'm saying that. Sadly, you can't shoot down a drone. But if somebody's running a drone up over the neighborhood, you've looked at the drone footage from your own company.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you can get a lot of information. And without people's consent, I don't think that's the right thing. I think it's honestly with North Carolina state law, I think it's against the law to do that. So without getting their consent and them saying it's okay. Like I said, we use drones, but solely if we're going out and using it to measure, you know, a big neighborhood, typically the people know that we're doing that, and then we'll use it for a final inspection at the owner's consent. But to just be flying around a neighborhood and not letting anybody know what you're doing and then knocking on the door saying, hey, I've done this, and that's just – that's weird.
And you're – typically you're running a drone – to get square footage figured out.
That's right. Just to do verification. I mean, you still have to get on the roof and do thorough inspections because, again, we talked about this before. There's things that you can't see on a drone. You need to get out there and pull shingles up and check nail patterns and check details. So it's a good tool, but you shouldn't always rely on it for everything.
And to all my Johnston County friends, even though you want to, you can't take the drone down. Even though you're equipped to do it, right? I mean, you got the material available to take it down. You're not supposed to. Our number is 919-860-9783. No physics professors have called up to talk about this. No high school science teachers have called. Maybe because they don't want to be embarrassed. They won't embarrass you if you give me the objectively wrong answer. Maybe I have the objectively wrong answer. If there's snow on a roof, a lot of snow, and it starts to melt, does it get heavier? 919-860-9783. Not that it's ever going to happen around here. Of course not. I think I can give my neighbor his snow shovel back. But you call up and we'll do something for you. This is Making Your Home Great. Our guest is Holly Bowers from RoofWorks. We are on a rare Friday night occurrence of the show because of basketball tomorrow. FM 92.9 AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
With the number 919-860-9783. So things picked up during the snowy and the melt-off.
Yeah, I mean, we've really kind of been in a little bit of a drought, so having all that snow is helpful. And I mean, I think we just need it anyways, just for...
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to be in a drought.
That's
We want, you know, water in the reservoirs and in the lakes, sure. We don't want it all at once over a three-day period.
I know. Sometimes it seems to be how it comes, though.
It is. So Holly Bowers from RoofWorks is here. We're talking about roofing. You kind of we alluded to the fact that there are nefarious characters, or as I call them, bad actors in the home construction industry, and it's terrible. Now, when I say bad actors, I'm with you. You ready? I don't mean Shia LaBeouf. I mean real bad actors, people who just do bad things, and you're standing up against that.
Yeah, I mean, you hope that everybody's good. Yep. That's what you want. That's the right thing to do. But unfortunately, we all know how the world is, and it's not always how people think.
And it's not just roofing contractors, although that's, you know— There is no, am I correct? There is no state license?
Yeah, I mean, you get license, but it's not required for a certain situation. So, yeah, it's more of, it's not like plumbing and HVAC and electrical.
Right.
It's different than that. So,
right.
Which opens it up to make it easier for any and everybody to do it, which to me is kind of interesting considering that it's so much more dangerous. It's, you know, the third dangerous trade in the world.
Is it really?
It is. So I don't know why there's not more restrictions. There should be, because people get hurt every day. And it's, you think about being that high up and ladders, people get hurt on ladders. That's probably one of the biggest that causes issues. But just for that reason alone, that's very, very important and got people's lives on the line.
I had a conversation with a contractor the other day who said that he had let a guy go. He felt bad about it until, because I'd been in an accident with the work vehicle. And then it turned out there was some connection between the guy he hit and this guy who works for the company. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Like, somebody ran into somebody and, what a surprise, Joe! I know Joe. people will rip you off as a business owner. They will try to scam you guys all the time.
Yes.
I remember years ago we were told, do not answer the phone or do not tell the person what kind of printer you have. Yeah? You remember those days?
Oh, yeah. It's probably worse than it's ever been now because just with AI and everything else, there's no boundaries.
I had a call the other day from somebody who was they were a health consultant. Listen, I'm calling from your health insurance. And I said, sorry, which health insurance? Well, it's not an insurance. It's an insurance association. I said, okay, where are you located? Cleveland, Ohio. I said, why are you calling me? You're not even in my state. Give it up. So putting that to bed, let's talk about the positive aspects of calling RoofWorks.
Yeah, I think, like I said, as we talk about, just do your homework, make sure you're dealing with companies that you can trust. I mean, roofing has become very, very expensive, way more expensive than it was even when I started. I mean, it's triple the amount of money for a roof replacement for a residential home than it was, back in 2010. So for that reason alone, it's a massive investment. It's a long-term investment. So we get too many calls all the time about roofs being replaced. They can't find the contractor. They're no longer in business. Yeah. I mean, we feel bad for the homeowners. Of course, we're going to go out there and help them. But we don't want to know that someone just spent $40,000 and they don't have a company that's backed them up. And now they're kind of stuck at square one, starting all over again. That's not fair to the homeowner. We don't like those situations. We'll certainly help them, but those aren't the phone calls that we want.
And there are some situations where you work with the HOA. Now, there's all sorts of HOAs. Mine is sort of a modest HOA. They collect a couple of bucks and they pay somebody to clean out the big sign that says "Welcome to our neighborhood."
The common area.
Somebody's got to do the common area, right?
That's right.
Somebody got to cut the lawn there. Then there are some that are in charge of your roofing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of multifamily condos, attached units, those are the neighborhoods that we work in, and it's even harder for them to come up with this money for their budgets to get roofs done and work done. So it's very, very important on their side of the spectrum to make sure that they're using good companies because it's such a massive liability for them.
Right. And it does move into,
and
in some
commercial
cases,
properties. I mean,
what's that?
Commercial properties, the same thing. It's a massive liability. I mean, these are huge assets, and they can't afford to go with companies that are not going to stand behind their work. They're not going to do good work. It doesn't make sense. They're smarter than that. They know better.
In theory, they're either setting money aside or they're planning for the equity in the community.
Yes, they
to
have budget
pay for this.
That's right. They have to budget this out. I mean, sometimes it takes years for them to come up with these funds. To think that someone's going to come in and take that and do malicious things and do bad work and not stand behind it, that's just the worst kind of situation that they could ever walk into.
And
that's what we try to prevent for them. We're here to protect them. We want to make sure that they don't have those problems, and they have a company that they can trust that's going to stand behind it. We're here for a long time. If there's problems, we're going to go out, rectify the situations. That's what it's about.
And if your roofing company says, I'm sorry, we don't do chimney caps, was that ever and always a part of roofing?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean,
I need your memory to go back to the 1880s.
Yeah, that part I don't know. But I mean, there's so many different, the way the covenants are wrote, they're so different. Some cover certain things, some don't cover certain things. And that's the part where it can get tricky, too, is just knowing what the homeowner's responsible for, what they're not responsible for, and trying to prevent any chaos from happening. Say you have an HOA that they're in charge of the roof, but then they have a roof leak, and then the homeowner has to do interior repairs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then there's a fight there because why am I fixing my ceiling when the roof should have been fixed? It shouldn't have leaked. So it's trying to help nurture those situations to make sure that, you know, those things don't happen. Be more preventative on it so that you're catching it before it becomes a problem.
The HOA was not created to argue with people about their drywall.
Yeah.
The HOA was created to keep people from parking their work vans out in the front or knock on Agnes's house because at 87 years old, she has not cut the grass in over a week. That's what the HOA is for.
Yeah, and it's a very, very hard job. I mean, what they do every day, I have massive respect for them because there's people that understand how it works and then there's people that don't. And I've seen people make their lives very difficult, and that's not fair either. So they're just trying to be the peacemakers in this situation, and it's a hard spot to be in. It really is.
Yes. My wife is the president of our HOA. And she's out there. Oh, she's got the binoculars in the car. We're going 2 miles an hour just checking out. Has anybody put their garbage can back? Has somebody not put their garbage can back? It's been 24 hours since the truck went through. For goodness sakes, let's write him a letter.
I know. And the whole point of HOA is really to protect your assets. So you don't want people coming in that are painting their house purple.
Yes.
Because that is going to make you lose value in your home, and you don't want that.
Right.
So if you look at it from a different angle, they are there to help you. They're there to make sure that your biggest investment is going to stand the test of time, and your values keep increasing. The neighborhood stays nice. People want to move there. That's what it's about.
And the neighborhood will go downhill if somebody puts the wrong color roof on.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, they will.
They don't follow the rules.
Follow the guidelines. All right. This is Making Your Home Great. I'm Dave Alexander. She is Holly Bowers from RoofWorks. We're talking about things altogether roofing. We'll be back.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcasts and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
And my question at the top of the show was, if there's significant snow on top of your house, and it starts to melt, should you feel that you need to get that snow off before it then becomes heavier? Now, I'm going to give my answer. And my answer is, I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. And then others have said, no, it's wrong. Unless more snow is expected on top of your roof, it will not get heavier. You add more snow to it, it'll get heavier. But if it starts to melt, the water's going to flow down the downspouts, and that will make it lighter. It will become more dense, but it won't become heavier. Although if you make a snowball out of it, you climb a ladder and make a snowball out of the stuff on the bottom, it will feel heavier. That's just because more water has come down. But your roof will not be heavier. If anybody wants to argue that, this is the chance to do it. 919-860-9783. So many people have told me the opposite. They've said, no, it gets heavier. I said, what causes it to become heavier? Is it more snow? No. It's when it rains, when it melts, it becomes heavier. I'm with you. It seems like it. Anyway, Holly Bowers from RoofWorks is here. We are talking about roofs. You guys kind of like this company, InState. It's CertainTeed.
Yeah. That's.
It's not the only thing you sell.
No. I mean, we do a lot of low-slope roofs, too.
Right.
Commercial buildings, anything that's got a flat pitch to it. We do a lot of work on commercial properties. There's residential homes that have flat roofs. You see them a lot in like sunroom additions and areas like that.
Yeah.
We're working on two huge, really beautiful slate jobs right now.
Yeah.
Which is.
Tell me about it.
That's what we love. One, I think they're finishing up some of the details, but that's down at our Southern Pines office.
Yes.
So that turned out to be a beautiful project. It was slate and copper, and then we have a new construction that we're working on with slate and That's going to be a massive project.
It neither one could be any secret to anybody, but you haven't mentioned what you're doing. Are they big? Are they state projects?
Yeah.
When you say state,
no,
you mean?
It's residential homes.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're just very, very nice. Very,
oh, yes.
Just high end. That's the stuff that we love to do.
Oh, you might have said estate. Yeah,
they're estately. That's for sure.
Yes. All right. I'm going to call my house an estate. And if I put in one more shed, it becomes a compound.
Yeah.
So.
You've
got some big homes that are
big projects going everywhere. I mean, we have, multifamily commercial projects or tons of repair, residential replacement. So just everything.
And yet you are still available to kind of fix this thing where I look up on my roof and one shingle is just 3 degrees off.
Oh, yeah. The cool thing is we've had customers that we started with just that one or two shingle repair that needed to be done. And by the time it came time for replacement, we were right there to help them through the process. So it's very important. We're going to go out and take a look at everything. If we can help you, we're certainly going to give you pricing, the best solution. Go ahead and take care of it on site. And if we can't, we're going to tell you what it is. I mean, sometimes it's pipes. Plumbing pipes, HVAC issues, and if that's the case, at least we can help locate that for you to get you to call the right contractor.
What is that fancy construction term for the pipe goes through the roof and through, what is it called?
Yeah, that's a methane pipe. So what we'd have to do is we got to put the pipe boot on.
Yes.
So that's the flashing that flashes that pipe to make sure that those holes are all sealed up so no water can get in.
If you've got gas running anything, you've got to have a pipe coming
up.
Yeah,
that's a stovepipe or HVAC stack pipe is what we call it.
But the
pipe itself, we don't fix, but we'll work side by side with either a plumber, HVAC contractor, whoever's responsible for those pipes.
Right.
We'll work with them and let them, if they've got to replace them, they can replace them, and then we can go in behind them and do all the flashing.
The pipe is their responsibility, but the metal that's exposed and attached to the roof.
Yeah, so think about the hole. So you have to cut a hole in the plywood, right?
Yes.
To get those pipes through the roof. So that hole needs to be sealed up with a roof flashing.
Yes.
So the roofer's job is to make sure that everything is sealed so that there's no open area so no water can get inside the home.
Right.
But the pipe itself and the penetration, that's usually going to be a trade for plumbing and HVAC.
That's it. Penetration.
That's right.
Yeah, penetration. Now you got penetration, you've got metal valleys, you've got, all these things that make up the roof, but they're not just shingles.
Yeah, there's just all different sorts of details, and every roof is different. Some have one penetration, some have 15 penetrations. Some don't have valleys, some have valleys. It really depends on the design of what that roof is,
right?
Depending on what's coming with it, too.
How do they do that with metal roofs? They get up there with a big drill? it's a legitimate question.
You see pipes going through metal roofs, and they're just different pipe jacks that you're using for that particular roof system. And that's the same thing with low slope. They have different flashing kits depending on what type of roof it is.
Okay. All right. And you folks at Roofworks do metal roofs.
We do everything.
You do everything. There's literally no kind of roof that I could come up with.
Yeah, that's what makes us unique.
You don't do thatched roofs.
No.
Because it's far too dry here.
No, it's not good.
You don't do grass roofs.
No.
I think it would be cool to do it,
but no. I mean, it's not anything that you're really seeing in the States, that's for sure.
But I'm sure that
we would have guys from our team that would get out there and do that, to do it and say that they have done it.
And the flat roofs. I've seen some homes where they've added on. And the pitch of the added on portion, this is kind of redneck, add ons. there's nothing wrong with being a redneck. Absolutely. I could just take a look at it and say, yeah, he's not making that to code. He's just not. And it's sort of a shallow pitch. And he's got shingles on it. Is that likely okay?
Yeah, I mean, we run into that quite often where they have the wrong type of roof system on the wrong pitch. So that's usually something we'll definitely alert them to and let them know that's going to cause issues.
Yeah.
If you have shingles on a pitch that's too low, what happens is water sits on it, so it tends to rust the nails out, which in turn is going to cause massive leaks. So there's a reason why they make these different products depending upon the pitch of the roof for those reasons. Like membrane, it's installed differently than shingles are.
Right.
Low slope membrane is meant to be on a lower pitched roof.
All right. Can I get a low slope membrane that kind of matches the rest of the house?
Yeah, you can.
I can.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like Certainty does have a product called Flintlastic.
Yeah.
And it's an asphalt base that, you know, they can, a lot of the color selections match the shingle colors if that product will work on that pitch factor.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a pretty cool thing to go with. And then they, I mean, as far as membranes go, your typical, you're going to see white, black. They have, some have tan, some have grays, but typically white and black are probably the most common.
I think about white, yeah.
you want white because white's going to be a cooler type roof system.
Right.
So it's going to help keep that building cooler. That's why you see a lot of white roofs. That's what you want.
Well, if you're in an area that's, I don't know, you can go ahead and build an extra room and nobody cares. Okay. Chances are they just want it to look from a distance in the dark like it matches. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, I mean, really on a lower pitch, even on a house, you're not going to see it as much. It's not exposed because it's a low pitch. So, yeah, if you're on a second-story window looking down, you can see it.
Yeah.
But most likely you're not going to – it's not going to stand out to the eye like a nice pitched roof is with shingles. Right.
Reminding people, of course, if you and your buddies are going to do something and hang it on your house, just call RoofWorks. There's somebody there who could talk to them and say, yeah, you don't want to do that. How high is it at the front? How high is it in the back? And what are you going to do on the roof? There's somebody to tell them.
Yeah, or at least just make sure you get the right system on, because especially if it's butting up to the existing roof system with no wall there to break it, then that's a big transitional area that you do need to make sure that is all put together the right way. If not, it's just an open seam waiting for problems to happen.
At the same time that RoofWorks is working on these estates, these big houses, I think the biggest house you've seen, right? They always got that one tobacco farmer who's got these huge houses. Anyway, at the same time you're doing that, you're also an end of the company is sweeping out gutters.
Yeah, gutters. We also do coatings. We do coatings on metal roofs and then low slope roofs. So coating is a great option.
A lot of people
don't realize that they have. But say you have a metal roof and you want to restore it and bring the color back to life, coating is great for that. It's also great on low slope because it can help the business owner from having to replace a roof. If you coat it, you'll get several more years out of it if it's coatable before you have to worry about a replacement.
And it obviously is something somebody has to look at. But if you've got a restaurant and it's dripping water in the rain, you got to get it taken care of.
You
really do.
And that's why that snowstorm, I mean, it's great. If you didn't have problems or didn't realize you had problems when you have all that snow sitting on the roof, that's when all the trouble starts happening. So I'm sure some people can relate if they had some buildings or homes where they're like, why do I have leaks everywhere? Well, it's because that's exactly what you needed to come to surface, I guess, bring it to light.
And you can't really say, okay, what if you had no problems? Don't worry, you're all set for a long time. You really can't say that. We're gonna sign up, in other words.
Yeah, I mean,
for your annual or biannual or triannual inspections.
That's right. I mean, because in any situation, if you've got other trades working on roofs, things can happen, holes can happen, and damage can be caused. Critters cause a ton of damage. Just the weather causes a ton of damage.
Yeah.
Fallen tree limbs, any and everything can happen.
Squirrels.
Yeah, critters.
That's critters.
Critters really seem to tend to be the worst.
Yeah. The other thing is that somebody could call us tonight if they wanted to and say, you know, I always get the name wrong, but the skylight, the company who put in that, now it's dripping. And that shouldn't be. That's because you didn't call RoofWorks. What will you do in that area?
Oh, with skylights. Yeah, we work on a ton of skylights. We call it natural lighting skylights and sun tunnels. So
yeah.
We do a lot of repair work on skylights.
Yeah.
If you think of skylights, it's like a window.
Mm-hmm.
If the seal is broken on a skylight, it's going to have to be replaced, just like a window. They go bad. So if that's the case, we can do a replacement. Sometimes it's just the flashing work around the skylight that needs to be redone, which that'll solve your problem. And then if you want to install a new one, brand new one, you don't have any, we can do cut-ins too.
Yes. And I'm guessing, well, I'm assuming here, at some point somebody takes a skill saw, or what I remember as a skill saw, and they do a plunge cut right into the roofing.
Yeah, that's what you have to
that's
do.
That's what it. All right. It's that moment when he does that. Brrm, you ought to think, does he work for a roofing company? Because he just cut a big hole in my roof.
That's right. And you're adding more penetration. So you, especially a hole that big with a skylight, you definitely want to make sure that that's sealed up.
And the sun tunnels are essentially, they bring sunlight in.
Yeah, they do.
But it's not super bright sunlight.
Well, it's a good amount of light, and they're for areas that you can't really put a skylight in.
Right.
Think about like maybe a bathroom or a closet or a hallway, second story. The longer the extension tube's needed, the less light that filters through. So you do want to try to minimize that. Skylights are always the way to go. But in some cases, skylights don't work. So sun tunnels are a good backup plan.
Right. There's that old joke about the guy who put in the skylight. And he was he was happy with it, but the people upstairs were not. And I can understand that. Boom, boom. The dad jokes. I'm making your home great. The dad jokes are recycled. We are the most green-friendly show on the radio. All right. We're talking to Holly Bowers of RoofWorks. What is the website?
It is roofwerks.com.
All right. And the number. We're not ending the interview here, but let's mention the number.
Yep. So our Raleigh is 919-852-2660.
And works is WERKS.
That's it.
I'm just assuming you know how to spell roof. RoofWerks.com. Yeah?
That's it.
Thank you, Holly. All right. We got a few more minutes. 919-860-9783 is your telephone number to reach us on Making Your Home Great, WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
And a big congratulations to the United States female hockey team.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's
gold.
Awesome.
Gold. And the best way they did it was in overtime against Canada. And people in Canada got their heads down. And I can't believe it. All you got to do is quiet down a Canadian who says, no, that's our sport. Just say Stanley Cup. That's all you have to do. But now you can just say USA Women. You know, it happens to you guys. And you're actually an advocate for women in construction and especially in roofing.
Yeah? I mean, like I said, for me, I've been in construction for so long that I guess I probably look at it from a different angle because I've had so many great mentors coming through the pipeline in construction as a whole, even in my early years, and especially since I've been at RoofWerks, that have really been the owner's males. So I always felt like I didn't feel out of place. I just knew I had to work hard and earn respect to be respected. So that's why I just think that's how life is. If you want to make it, especially in an industry that really primarily is most guys, then you just, to stand beside them, you really have to do what it takes and show them that you're willing to get out there and work as hard as they do. And I have nothing but the utmost respect for everybody in our company, whether they're guys or girls. I just don't look at life like that. So I think everyone's deserved to be where they are today. And I have so much respect that we all help each other out. We're there to teach each other things that we didn't know, and just more so grateful for the fact that I've had really, really great mentors like Will and Derwin, and even in my early years, people that looked at me and said, you have a lot, you're capable of something, and they just believed in me. So
now you're not up on roofs. That part of your career has passed by.
Yeah, I mean, I never did work on roofs, but I mean, I would definitely get out there on job sites, because I'm the kind of person, I want to soak it up like a sponge. I want to get out there and see it and feel it and be a part of it, because really, to learn the whole process, you kind of have to be a part of the whole process. So I was grateful that they let me do that.
If there was...
But I wasn't hammering shingles.
No, I get you. And, you know, people meet you, they say, yeah, she might have at one time.
I would have if they would have let me, but I think they felt like I was too valuable to be in there to help them grow the company from the inside. So, a lot of things that I had to do, it worked for all of us.
They said, you do not want to be the foreman who breaks Holly.
I know, but we always laugh about it, because, I mean, I totally would have gotten. I have no problem getting out there and getting dirty. And just figuring it out along the way.
So if there's a young man or a young woman, and they are considering, they are now in they're trying to figure out what to do, and they might go to college and borrow a bunch of money, or they might go into a trade, or even in a construction environment. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think first, do what you love, and if you, whichever way you decide to go, make sure it's a good investment as a whole. Make sure you have really good people behind you, good people to look up to, that, you know, they're going to guide you in the right direction. I've seen people go into industries, this one especially, and they working under the wrong company, the wrong leadership, and it hasn't ended well for them. So that's just for everybody's own personal thing. I think when you find something that you love to do, it doesn't become a job. It's just a part of life. I mean, you have to work. You got to pay bills. Right. We all have to. So if you're going to do that and put 70 years into the workforce, you might as well find something that you're really, really going to enjoy.
And you got to show up 5 minutes earlier than at least the foreman. Right? You got to be there when the foreman shows up. You got to work hard when you're there.
Yeah.
And will you at RoofWorks find success?
Sure. I mean, you got a lot of people counting on you. So it's very important. It doesn't matter what job. If you're flipping burgers, I mean, give it 150%, because you never know where that one person at that job is going to link you to the next one
or somewhere
down the road.
Just remember, our president used to flip burgers at McDonald's. There's nowhere you can't end up.
Yeah.
Yeah. RoofWorks. W-O-R-K. No.
E-R-K-S.
Double roof and then works. E-R-K-S.
That's right.
Thank you, Holly. This is WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680.